This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Today I want to tell you about a very special meteor shower which is going on right now and will peak the night of October 20th to 21st, the Orionids. The Orionids are not the most dramatic of meteor showers. You should see around 15 to 20 meteors per hour, although a fairly bright moon might make observing a little more difficult. So why am I excited about the Orionids? It's because of where they come from. You may recall from earlier episodes that meteor showers are the result of the Earth as it orbits the Sun, plowing into the debris trails left behind by comets. Comets are giant balls of ice, dust, rock, and other things left over from the creation of the solar system over 4.5 billion years ago. And as a comet nears the Sun, the solar wind blasts the comet and blows dust, ice, debris, and other stuff into a long tail behind the comet. And that debris trail stays there in space. So what makes the Orionids special? They're not the biggest or the brightest, but they have a very special origin story. When you observe an Orionid meteor, you're observing the fiery end to debris left behind by the most famous comet in the world. That's right, the Orionids are from Halley's Comet, one of the most studied and certainly the most written about comet in world history. Officially discovered by Edmund Halley in 1705, it returns to our neighborhood every 76 years or so. But long before Halley documented its orbit, ancient peoples recorded this comet's visit, often with dread and worry, as comets were seen by many cultures as warnings of bad times to come. If you're worried, you have a little time. Halley's Comet won't return until July 2061, but if you observe the Orionids, you can see little bits of that comet right now. If you'd like to take a closer look at the Orionids or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.